If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what's happening today with Shin Daddy in Creighton at Midwest Bank, Bill?
They got some competitive things going on today like that. It's, well, Steve, that's par for the course.
Oh,
that's par for the course. Set up a 9-hole miniature golf course.
I'm there. I'm
a 9-hole miniature golf course has been set up inside the bank lobby. And so when you come in like that, it's drive for just not drive for show. It's putt for dough.
It's putt for dough.
So he has a prize on certain holes, and so he has that set up like that. So yeah, it's like grass isn't always greener.
Wait a second. Yeah, par for the course.
That's par for the course. Yes,
I'll be there.
Yes. Yesterday was grass. Is always green.
The sod.
It's sod.
Please keep doing the Saints thing. That's very
Shin Daddy. It's Shin Daddy.
Well, I know.
Anyway, that's par for the course.
I'm talking to Shin.
So 9 holes are set up.
That's
par for the course. What are you guys gonna do? 9-hole miniature golf course.
That's not repulsive either.
No,
that's quiet.
It's quiet. See,
you might go
would
there.
Would you play some miniature golf?
You know what? I'd probably do a couple holes.
Putt.
Couple holes.
Which one? The whole 9.
Which one do you go by? Miniature golf or putt-putt? What do you say?
I mean, I grew up with putt-putt. I think you grew up with putt-putt.
Putt-putt would be more what I would say,
yeah,
too.
We grew up with putt-putt golf. Yeah. Columbus had a very, very...
Didn't they have one? Is there one by the Sierra Bowling Alley?
You're smart.
Yeah.
100.
That's still there.
How do you know that?
Yeah, it's just got a chain link fence around it. Yeah.
It does.
It's over by Taco John's.
Yep, exactly. It is. I've seen that one.
Right across from
Kansas. I don't know. Now, I don't know if it's still there.
It's still open.
It's still there.
It's still there. It's still there.
Okay, if it's still there, it's 50 years old. I mean, that's amazing. Because I was putt-putting when I was 5. I mean...
Yes.
I saw someone playing on it when I was there last...
Really?
I drove by last... Several people playing it. So it's still open. Or at least, or they were doing it illegally, one of the two.
Somebody needs to do a story on that, like the Columbus Telegraph.
Well, you could write it.
The Telegraph?
Yeah, the Graham.
The Graham?
Telegram.
Telegram.
The Columbus Telegram. Oh, my God. Okay, quick bird update.
Oh, yeah, yes. Oh, yeah, bird.
Yeah. Hold on. Bird is flying to Belize. He's on a flight to Belize.
He couldn't text us because we don't have an Apple. We don't have iMessaging. Sip has iMessaging, so he could text Sip in the air.
Interesting.
That's why he couldn't text the text line.
Bird is on a flight to Belize. He's listening. Couldn't get a text out to the ticket. He gave your song a 5. Surprisingly high, to be honest.
It's a great song.
A bird.
Twice so on the pipe.
A rare time where he's actually above you in a score. Him and Corey using the 2-3-1 range.
Yeah.
5's a very good score for Bird, actually. So thanks to Shin
Daddy. Bird's going to Belize for some reason.
Must be on vacation.
I'm going to say it's not business. I'm going to say
vacation.
It's, not. I'm gonna say it's probably vacation.
For Bird. Listening on the plane.
Shindy. Sorry to break in.
Yeah, you're good.
Thanks to Shindy.
Par three, yeah. Mini golf.
Par for the course.
9-hole mini golf course at Midwest Bank. Sounds great. I'm there. We'll make a trip out.
Next time, I'm asked, the next time someone says that to you, the first thing you think is miniature golf's going on in Midwest Bank. Hey, simple. It's par for the course.
Mini golf.
Shindy.
Okay. 464-5685. Call or text as always. I saw an interesting rankings yesterday. You love lists, Sip. You love them.
I do. I love
CBS Sports did a nice offseason fodder workout. They gave 100, they ran the top 150 players of 2025 in college football. I will not go through all 150. That would be ridiculous.
That'd
be
fun.
But the top 10 of that was interesting, and the fact that Nebraska has only one player on this list, it's not who you might think would be on the list. Number one, Jeremiah Smith, Ohio State. It's a pretty good option for number one in terms of the best players in college football this upcoming year. Number two, Cade Klubnik at Clemson, the quarterback.
Huh. What do you guys think about that one?
That's a little high.
That's
coming
what
back
I thought
for third year, but he's doing. I expect big things from him.
Number three, a guy that me and Bill liked in the last year, Lenoris Sellers, the quarterback at South Carolina. Number three player in the country for CBS Sports.
Sorry, seems high. I know you guys like him. I kind of like him.
Yeah, that's a little high too.
He's gonna do the top ten. We'll do some other ones. Number four, Garrett Nussmeier, LSU. Bill likes him a lot.
I love Nussmeier.
Big
he
fan
would be
of him.
He would be ahead of Sellers for me.
Well, is he?
Yes.
Okay.
Five, Jeremiah Love, the running back at Notre Dame. Six, another South Carolina player, the defense, the edge rusher, Dylan Stewart. So they got number three and number six players in the country at South Carolina right now.
Pretty impressive.
Number seven, Caleb Downs at Ohio State. We mentioned number eight already as a potential Tennessee target, maybe.
Could you slide Caleb Downs up a little higher, please?
I don't know about the safety position sometimes doesn't merit that just because, but no, he's an incredible player.
Yeah.
Number eight, Sam Levitt, Arizona State.
Yeah. Okay.
Now let's look at his track record. He came from Michigan State, which he was good, right?
100. But he didn't play much.
He didn't play much.
Yeah. No, he didn't play much. Now keep in mind, Nebraska was all over him.
They were. He's number eight in the country.
Yeah. And I talked to Sam Levitt during that round.
Was he nice?
Yes, he was a polite. Great. Yeah, he's a great kid. During that round of portal activity, I talked to the friend of the Syracuse quarterback.
You called the wrong number.
McCord. Yeah, Kyle McCord.
You called the wrong number.
Jack Sawyer answered. Yeah, he's my best friend. He said that McCord was his best friend. Levitt is number eight on this list
of the top players for next year. Top 150. Sam Levitt, number eight. Mm-hmm. Number nine, T.J. Parker, edge rusher at Clemson, number 10, Ryan Williams, the receiver at Alabama. If you go through all 150, you won't see a name that I think people from Nebraska might think you'd see. Dylan Raiola, not on the top 150. Dane Key, the only player from Nebraska in the top 150 at 107, the Kentucky transfer.
I don't know what to make of that. You want more, but I don't know. How do you come up with this? I don't know how you come up with the top 150 players.
I don't even start. I'd be all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How would you do it?
Yeah.
How would you do
especially when you know what the value of O-linemen. I mean, how many O-linemen are in the top 10?
None,
but there's a lot that are following the top 10.
I mean, I'm still stuck on Levitt.
Number eight.
Wow. I mean, I give Graham Couch. You guys don't know that name.
Yes, we do.
Do you?
Lansing.
Yeah, so he's a sports writer in Lansing. Now, keep in mind, now this is a huge credibility for Graham. He said during that process, you know, we just like you and coaches, I just like, hey, is this Levitt kid any good? And he DM'd me on Twitter and said, oh, yeah, he's incredibly good.
Really?
And there was not a lot of talk about him at that point. I was like, I thought it was curious at the time. Like, really? Yeah, he was right. Yeah. He was right. Good job, Graham. Graham Couch identified.
John Mateer, the Washington State transfer, goes to Oklahoma. This CBS Sports puts him at number 16 in terms of top players in the country.
I love him.
You love John Mateer. Why do you like him so much, Bill?
First of all, he's active. Means I think he rushed for over 500 yards. I think he threw for 3,500 or whatever it is. He's at Washington State, a team with no conference. I mean, I absolutely love him. If there's a chance for Oklahoma, that's their chance, is him. They've upgraded at quarterback. I mean, it was a remarkable upgrade at quarterback. I think he's fabulous.
Okay, on the other end of the spectrum, I'm starting to question the list, frankly.
Okay, why is that?
Okay, question.
Which one?
Drew Aller, 11.
Too high?
He's your 11th best player in the country? No.
Yeah, no.
No, he's not. He's not. Come on.
They had the running back Singleton number 34.
Well, whatever. I mean, Drew Aller's not number 11. And if he is, then I call into question the entire list. And he is. He's fine. He's a good quarterback. I'm not saying he's a bad quarterback. But I'm going to say this. This list suggests to me that it's not a great year for top players.
That was my thought as well.
Like, there's nobody on this list that you're like, whoa. Lenoris Sellers is good. I know you guys like him. I watched him and thought he's all
right.
He should
be the third best player in the country. Yeah. We like him, but not that good.
No.
Not that
much. I don't know that. Now, Jeremiah Smith is a player that blows me out of the water.
Great receiver.
Yeah.
Of course.
And so does the receiver at Alabama, too.
He was number 10.
Yeah, he's a wow.
Yeah.
He's a wow.
Those guys are really good, but there's some players in the upper reaches of this list where I'm just like, I don't see it. So it might not be a great year. Like the Heisman, Jeremiah Smith. I'm going Jeremiah Smith right now.
He should be the favorite.
Preseason.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Non-quarterback.
I you know, in terms of it, they try to hype certain players, but they weren't really hyping Arch Manning. He was like number 46 in this list.
Yeah,
Arch
Manning. Did you hype him much?
Hasn't played.
No.
He's played, you know, what, like, whatever.
He's thrown for 900 yards or so.
Yeah. Hasn't played.
Arch Manning at 46. They had both the Army quarterback and Navy quarterback in the top 100. Bryson Daly, 33 at Army. Mm-hmm. And then the other guy at Navy was 97.
What they do for their team is ridiculous. It really is. That's why both teams are good. 2 years ago, Navy was terrible. Quarterback play, not good. And all of a sudden, and you saw what Navy did to Army this last year.
What did they do?
Well, they beat them. That was a big upset.
Yeah. Now, ordinarily, I'd go on a rant about Nebraska.
You can go on a rant.
No,
go
I'm not going
Come
to.
Come on, rant.
No. I would. I'm about Nebraska not having enough like elite players on the roster, and what's the deal, why they only have one guy in this. But I wonder about the list a little bit.
Yeah, the list is a little bit questionable. Yeah. The other thing probably that would concern you as a fan base, for any fan bases, would be that if your player, your one in the 150, is someone that you just added 2 months ago.
Yeah.
That would be something that would concern you. It's not someone that has been here for a couple of years.
Right.
That type of
100.
Thing.
I'd ask you this though. It's one outlet's perspective on players. If you had to assess Nebraska's roster, would and again, we just said new guy to Nebraska, Dane Key, would you start there as thinking he is your best player on the roster?
Dylan.
That's what everyone would say, right? It was mm-hmm. Dylan.
Mm-hmm. Well, you go back.
But where would you go to with Dane Key?
But Dane Key, what, do you have 1,000 yards?
Proven production for 3 years. Never got 1,000. He was up to
715 last year.
So anyway, proven production in the SEC.
Yeah.
That would make me say higher because he's older and has played more and also did it in the SEC.
That's fair. That's fair.
So it's a fair
fair
assessment.
Is there another player? Like, is there another player on Nebraska's team that you could work into that list? 150?
I was surprised to not see Dylan at least sit somewhere right. on it. In fact, he was not on it at all. I mean, you're seeing some quarterbacks that I think are fine, but I'd say he's similar level of player to them
right.
on the list.
I bet he's just off the list. I mean,
sure they base that more on numbers.
A lot of it.
Probably. On just numbers. And like Klubnik, he's going to be a starter at Clemson. It's in year four, and this will be a three-year starter. So that's sure. the reasoning for...
If Dylan was going to be on the list, he wouldn't be number two. He would be in the 100s, right? That's probably what... But is there anybody else you could get on there? And if you think through it, like Emmett Johnson, that probably doesn't have the numbers.
Probably not.
You're talking about in the 100s. There's no other real... Like Ja'Cory Barney, this doesn't have enough production. He had 55 catches, but he averaged 7 yards per catch. You can't really go to an offensive lineman right now. You can't go to a defensive lineman. You lost those guys.
Yep.
The linebackers, Javon Wright's been there for 7 years, but he doesn't have the production. Defensive backs, you have guys that have played like Deshaun Singleton. He just doesn't have the production. There's nobody else. And is that disturbing? I mean... A little bit. It's a little bit. I always say you have to have elite players to get over the hump. But I think Dylan's elite, and maybe there's an elite player we just don't exactly know about right now. Like could Vincent Shavers, for instance, break out and be an elite player this year? That's what I'm talking about. Is there somebody that's on the like Willis McGahee? Is he on the cusp of being that type of player? That's what you're hoping. They better be. Somebody better be. You're just gonna be relegated to the 6-7 win purgatory indefinitely.
If you want to disparage the list, that's fine. I'd ask you then.
Okay.
We all have watched Penn State football. We have. Now they have two great running backs in Catron Allen and Nicholas Singleton.
Right.
Is there a big difference between those two running backs? Because the list says there is. They got Singleton at 33 and Catron at 111 in terms of this.
How would you address that, Bill?
I don't know Dome well. I watched him kind of just in
We watch him.
Just watched him. That's about it. Didn't
they? I don't see a big difference.
I like both running backs. I like them both.
Yeah, I don't see a big difference. And I also don't, like I said, I thought they ran well. I didn't think they were must-see TV.
No, me neither.
I did not see they were must-see TV where it's like,
I don't see that.
When you watch this running back,
nope.
Look, watch this guy.
Nope, don't see that either. Yeah. They're tough, good hard-nosed running backs. A cut above most of them.
And you think, though, if you go back, though, at the same time, Steve talks about all these running backs that he covered.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these guys were really good here.
Mm-hmm.
And then didn't really have a career.
You can go through the list.
And there was a lot of running backs that were incredible running backs that weren't, didn't end up being
like,
stars.
Like Rozier.
At the next level.
Like Rozier. Yeah. Who's hard to imagine a much better running back than Rozier.
No. He had a decent career with the Oilers. But I don't know their years or something like that, but Sip, you always talk about Sims, Alexander, Buckholter, all these guys, right? Really good running backs.
Yeah.
Amir. That were I'm talking about guys that were not NFL guys.
Okay. I am hip.
Yeah. Some guys. Yeah. So there's
Jarvis Redwine.
Jarvis Redwine.
Not Rick NFL. Burns. Yeah. Rick Burns.
Some played. We're not saying they didn't play.
They played a little bit.
But just they didn't become household
Keith
names.
Keith Jones.
End zone Jones.
Ken Clark. Didn't play in the NFL much, if he played at all. DeBose blew out his knee. Phillips never really became a great NFL back. Drafted sixth overall, I believe.
High draft pick. Yeah,
high draft pick. I think he was sixth overall. Overweight though.
DeBose was an incredible running back here. I think he wore number 22, if I'm correct.
DeBose was incredible, but had
out of Connecticut.
Blew out his knees. Jeff Smith, I don't think he played in the NFL.
He played longer than most, I believe.
Did he?
I think he got 5-6 years, if I'm correct. But my point is, there's not a lot of guys. If you name them, if you read that list to somebody else, they'd be like, "Don't know him."
Yep.
Don't know him.
Oh, we know him.
Don't know him. We know him. My point is there's a lot of running backs like that that you're like right now. Think of some of those guys you like to have on your roster today.
Tony Davis on your roster.
Yeah. TD. And TD, now, TD, what, did he get 7 years?
He did, but not. He didn't play a lot of running back in the NFL. He made it as a special teams player.
Special team.
Yeah, he was a Cincinnati Bengals MVP as a special teams player. Didn't play a lot of running back, but he did make it 7 years. Played some running back.
So
hey, better times, by the way.
Yeah, better times.
That's Tony Davis played for McKay.
Yeah, what's that?
In Tampa Bay, played for McKay.
Long hair, blonde hair.
There's a look at your list of the top 150 players. Before we get to break, a new plug here, and this is our friend Bill. We know these guys well. How about the Mid-America Speakers, Tyler and the team? Bill.
Tyler, incredible job with that. With Mid-American Speakers Bureau is that I'm part of it. I know Adam's part of it, Carricker. I know AD's part of it. And a lot of different speakers here from the ticket are on it. But what's interesting about it for you people out there is this. If you're looking to hire someone for a speaking event, go to the Bureau. Go to Mid-American Speakers Bureau because they have all levels. And they went from, I believe, 7, Jake, to almost 90.
Yeah, 85, I believe.
Yep. 85 speakers that are on there that he has vetted himself. When I started speaking, I couldn't get on there until they came and listened to me three times.
Jeez.
And so they came and listened to me three times, and they're like, okay, we'll allow him to be on here. So that when someone calls in and they give a response to him, like, I think this is who you'd want to talk to. And then they do everything. But the big thing, they'll be on a lot with us on the show. But right now, where would you go if you had to hire a speaker?
I have no idea. Just word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Yeah.
So they're Mid-American Speakers Bureau. Go there. Go online. See it. And
okay, they have an online site.
They do.
Yeah.
MidAmericaSpeakersBureau.com, the website. MidAmericaSpeakersBureau.com.
And what's this guy's name?
Tyler. Tyler Carlson.
Tyler Carlson. And then and Tyler talks to you directly. There'll be no busy signal. You'll talk to Tyler directly.
They work with your budget as well.
With your budget. So it's like, hey, it's real simple. You can always open up with, here's what we have. Here's my budget. Okay. Okay, let's work on this. Here's the event that I'm looking for. And he coordinates the entire thing.
Nice.
They book all across the country, including one time in Hawaii even.
Yes.
They booked. So if you're curious about having speakers or looking into who could do it for you, MidAmericaSpeakersBureau.com. Check that out today.
Incredible, incredible corporation. Thank you, Tyler.
When we come back, I saw an interesting look at Nebraska players in a mock draft upcoming.
Mock.
Let's look at that next on Early
Bird
Break on the Ticket.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.